Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this motion to reform the television licence fee model. I fully support this motion and its calls to scrap the unfair television licence fee with immediate effect and to invest in exchequer funding into a platform-neutral media fund which would support public service media content, production and activities of commercial, local and community providers, along with RTE and TG Car. While the TV licence fee may be an afterthought for some, for a lot of people in this country, it is yet another bill on top of the many others that they are struggling to pay. Many families have found it very difficult to make ends meet during this cost of living crisis, which has been ongoing for some time now. The expectation for them to pay yet another bill in light of the scandalous waste of money by RTE in recent years is a massive slap in the face for people. I can't understand why the government hasn't taken the opportunity to scrap the licence fee following this and in response to the financial struggle that many households are experiencing. How is it that it is somehow affordable to give every household in the country more than €400 worth of electricity credits, while at the same time unaffordable to scrap a €160 television fee? This demonstrates how this government fails time and time again to implement targeted measures that will benefit those who need it the most. Social Justice Ireland have recently revealed that Ireland's rich-poor gap stands at €960 per week, or €50,115 per annum in 2024. They noted the impact of emergency crisis measures in 2022-24 that saw the gap fall in 2022 for the first time over the last 10 budgets. However, because these measures were temporary, the gap between those who are poor and those who are better off is due to widen again in 2024 and get increasingly bigger if more long-term measures are not implemented. This is completely unacceptable and unfair for the most vulnerable in our society. The opposition warned the government of the ineffectiveness of once-off payments in tackling poverty and in creating a more fair and just society. Once-off payments failed to benchmark social welfare rates to ensure they provide an adequate standard of living that they can't tackle the low-income culture that has prevented this country from eliminating poverty altogether. The most vulnerable get left behind when welfare increases don't correlate with increases elsewhere in the economy, and no amount of one-off payments will address this fact. The only way we can effectively address the income gap is by ensuring long-term social welfare increases and ensuring that fees, such as the TV licence, are paid through general taxation. This is a much fairer system where those who can pay more do so and those who can't aren't forced to. The funding of a national broadcaster is a very important issue, and the government should be taking this opportunity to review the way that it has been funded in the past and will be funded in the future. I acknowledge that the government amendment to this motion states that the government is committed to the introduction of a new sustainable and fair funding model during its term in office and to giving due consideration to all funding options, including direct exchequer funding. However, I'm sceptical as to whether the government will prioritise this and actually implement a new funding model before the end of this year, because in reality that's the end of the government. I also disagree with the government's amendment stating that it would be inappropriate and premature to introduce any new funding model prior to the completion of the independent reviews into RTE. And I also think we need to look at the 200 almost staff who work in Anpost as well in the collection of the television licence, and that they need to be either redeployed or not made compulsorily redundancy, but offered a redundancy package if necessary, whatever happens with the television licence, because those staff, those jobs can't be lost either, and I think that's vitally important. Although there will be a need to reform corporate governance and organisational culture at RTE following these independent reviews, there is no reason that the funding model cannot be reformed as soon as possible. At the very least, the TV licence should be waived until the new funding model is implemented. We know that the funds are there to do this as given. As I mentioned, that the government was able to afford to give households far more in energy credits. It is vital that citizens have a place to go for factual and unbiased information, a place where they can guarantee the truth. It is vital that there is no further privatisation or outsourcing of national broadcasting services and production. Significant funding should be given to allow for this freedom and independence, and it should be given through general taxation and increased taxation of big corporations. It should not be taken from the many families who live paycheck to paycheck and who will struggle to scrape together the extra to pay the licence fee in a country that is becoming increasingly more expensive and difficult to live within. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank Sinn Féin for the opportunity to speak on this topic, and I really wish we were talking about the importance of public service together, the importance of public service media.